Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. We are now in the year 2014, and we've come a long ways in the year with our show, with Astromind. And tonight I just want to talk a little bit about relationships, twin flames, soulmates, whatever you might want to call them. Yes, we do psychic readings on twin flames and soulmates, and that I have done a lot of research on twin flames and soulmates. That I know that there are a difference in the two kinds from the research that I have done in the past, and that a twin flame will meet their twin flame either in this life or into the next life. And the reason why is because there was a separation between two souls. And that's why we have a twin flame. Now, soulmate comes into our life for a season, a reason, and a lifetime. And sometimes they don't spend very long in our lives. Sometimes soulmates can spend a month or a year, and then all of a sudden things just go sour. So let's go ahead and take some callers. We got one caller on the line. And then see whoever likes to come in and get their free psychic readings, whether it be past, present, future, or relationships, or love. Come and get your oracle reading now and know about your twin flame and your soulmate. Let's go ahead and bring on the number from the 337 area. You're on the air with Adrian. Hello.
Hi, how are you? I was just about to ask you about that. I'm divorced. I've been divorced for 3 years. And I wanted to call and find out about my love life. If you see, my twin flame coming in my life or soulmate or whatever in this year or soon. Do you pick up on that?
Well, it's very interesting you'd call in and tell us this because, you know, that's all part of the synchronicity. You know how you said you were in a relationship for 3 years and then all of a sudden it went sour. Can you share with the audience, I don't mean your life story, but share your experience with relationships. We know that every relationship is a different experience, but do you care to share a little bit about that, what was going on?
He was a cheater. He was found out he was sleeping not only with one person specifically, but he was sleeping around with multiple women. And so, you know, we have a child together. We have a 3-year-old child together. And during that time, my daughter's extremely young, so I walked away from the relationship because I fell in love with him. I loved him deeply. I had never loved anybody that way, but I had moved on. I just fell in love with him, completely out of love with him, found out how deep the situation was, and I walked away from it. And because I knew somebody else was out there for me, I just didn't know how to explain it. I just didn't know when or where, when I would meet that person. But I just knew there was somebody out there for me that wouldn't do that. The things that he's done. So that's really something that I'm really curious about. I've dated afterwards. I was in, it went up in 2 years. It was like, I dated a guy like for a month and, no, I was actually 2 months. We dated for 2 months and last year, February. So, and that was the end of that. But, you know, now I'm in this, now I'm wanting more when it comes to true love.
Well, that's quite interesting that you've been in the relationship for 3 years, and congratulations on that. Not too many people can last more than 3 years. My dad has been married to my mother for about 25, 26 years. It's been kind of an interesting experience for my father. As far as me, I've only been in a relationship for about a year. But I have met my twin flame, and that I do know that twin flames do exist because I had a really powerful experience with my twin flame on a spiritual level. And since I am very clairvoyant psychic medium at the age of 16, as I was going on 18 is when I met my twin flame. And the experience is like a lightning bolt hitting you. You know, for everyone it's different, but for me it was like a lightning bolt. And I've always told people that every experience, because we're all different individuals in our own way, even though we're all interconnected, even though we're all part of the image of God, but we go through different experiences because we've all had different types of past lives, you know. And I was even questioning about that today, you know, finances. I was talking to my dad about why is it that some people are more wealthy than others. Well, I think it's because in a past life they were wealthy and they brought that wealth in this life. And if we can go back to a very first time in a past life where we were wealthy or we had harmonious relationships, we can bring that into the present time. And our minds are so scattered. Our thoughts are so scattered because of everything going on, the distractions of the world, things that are going on. And this, as we know, this plays a big part with the Matrix. We know this plays a big part with the Illuminati and with everything that's going on. If it's real, we don't know. But as a conspiracy, I would say that from my experiences, it's very real, you know, because every reality that we live through, it can either be real or imagined, but it's real to you. And the real part about that is our programming. And so as we learn to deprogram our chakras, as we learn to become part of oneness, become part of the universe, and live in the now, in the moment, not the past, but learn from our experiences, we can bring those experiences into the present, and that it's not just all about drama, not all about, you know, who said this and who said that. It's learning from the experience that we can co-create our reality, and that we're being influenced by the programs, you know, the programming that, you know, as we were growing up. Whether it be by religion, whether it be by bad relationships with family, or whatever it is, you know, family lineage, whatever. My belief on that is that we bring that forward, and that's why we have these bad relationships, you know. And so you're trying to work things out. It sounds like you're trying to work things out, and your boyfriend's trying to work things out.
No.
Will you come together?
I've been divorced for 3 years. I'm single. Yeah, I'm super single. There's no relationship. I've been, I've been single for, you know, I'm divorced for 3 years. I'm with nobody. Just wanted to bring it up, so, yeah. But, I would love to know about, will I meet my twin flame in this lifetime? Well, because I'm 30. I'm 30 years old. And, you know, I've actually been looking more into that because, you know, I do
have a... Oh, you're still young like me, though. Me too.
Yeah.
So.
And so, I mean, I the person I was with last year, we had a very deep connection, but like I said, it was so brief. You know, but it did have an effect on me. And, you know, it's like, you know, now I'm wanting to know about my other half, who is my other half, or, you know, and if I will meet him or when I meet him soon, or if you pick up on anything around my twin flame.
Yeah, I do. I do pick up on twin flame energies. However, my mother, my spiritual mother, she was a twin flame holder on a spiritual level, and she has a connection with Poseidon, you know, the Greek god Poseidon. And so in one of my past lives, he was my father, and so I met her, and she told me a lot about twin flames. And this was right after when I discovered what twin flames were. And it's becoming more common. People are talking more about their twin flames, more than their soulmate. But they're still confusing the soulmate with the twin flame. The twin flame energy that I'm picking up is that you have not yet met your twin flame. But you are going into that energy as we speak right now, searching out your twin flame, because what you learn from your experience, you learn to become, like you said, stable. So if that's the case, then you are very close to meeting your twin flame, because that's what it's all about. It's all about being stable. It's all about being harmonious. See, I did a love spell about a week ago. Not to control, but to let, you know, kind of put it out there and let them know that I'm still around on this person. Mm-hmm. So then I had a premonition just a minute ago, about 5 minutes ago. It told me, it says, you need to clean up your life first. You need to clean up your karma. And wow. So I prayed about it. I kind of prayed for answers. I was like, okay, what do I need to clean up? And came to me. So if you could do a spell to, or an intention or energy, whatever you want to call it, to clean up the clutter in your life, to clean up the mess of what's going on, then you can focus on the love, but you have to clear the space. Does that make sense?
Well, that's the thing. It's like I'm actually trying to read right now. I'm working and spending time with my daughter, and just basically been focusing on her. Really been focusing on church and focusing on things like that. Because I mean, I'm trying to reopen my business, so I've been really just focusing on my financial situation. At the same time, you know, it's something I've been kind of curious about. Like, I want to know who is this person that I'm going to meet, or whenever I'm going to meet them. I don't know. Like I said, I mean, you know, definitely know I haven't met my twin flame. I definitely would think I would know if I have or not.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, because I know I definitely have it. I'm like, I wouldn't have went through the stuff that I went through if that was the case. Do you pick up anything around him or more about who he is, or when do you see me meeting him or whatever? I mean, I've been basically just been focusing on me and myself and my daughter, and, you know,
Well, you know, it's interesting that we had talked about this, because I just wanted to mention that, you know how I was saying it's not just all about the drama and relationships?
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's that's part of the relationship, because it's what keeps things moving. It what keeps things alive is drama. Watching a movie, if you didn't have drama in a movie, it would be boring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd get bored. You'd be like, oh, there's no action, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So your relationship is some similar like a movie. You know, like the movie, I just wanted to mention, it's like the movie Charlie, that's a twin flame movie. Twilight is a twin flame movie. And these messages are letting people know what's really going down, what's really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I agree with you. It's not all about survival. It's about living your life as if it was your last day on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take it serious, that's the question. You know, do I take my life serious? Do I worry about this? Do I worry about that? I would say
yeah.
No. I would just say enjoy your life to the fullest.
Yeah.
And then your twin flame wants you to enjoy your life to the fullest. So, yes, I do feel that your twin flame is very near. I can feel them very clear. This person is in their 30s, probably 34, 35, a little bit older than you.
Okay, wow, that's cool. I don't want anybody young. No young.
He's
yeah.
a white man.
Huh?
He's a white man. I'm Hispanic, but my twin flame is white too.
Because I'm African.
But it just depends on what you want too. Because twin flames, they can change. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm open to it. I'm open to something different and something new. You know, like I said, I was in a relationship, like I said, up the year before last year, April, like this person was from Personalis. You know, I thought there was a connection there. I thought it was, and that was just my thought, thinking. And, you know, obviously I was wrong about that. It was so brief. It was like a month and two, and the next thing you know, this person doesn't want anything to do with me. So, you know, I didn't do anything to that person, but that person is like, don't want anything to do with you, this is it, and didn't understand why, you know. And so it's like I just figured,
right.
It's like, wow, this person really does not, because it's somebody who I thought they really cared about me, didn't realize this person really just didn't like me at all. I don't even know. I don't know if it was into like me or whatever. I don't know. This person just was a jerk towards me. For no particular reason, didn't do anything to that person. You know.
Right.
I thought, at one time, I thought that was a strong connection there that we had. But obviously, I was wrong.
Right.
So, you know. And to me, and this is the crazy thing about it.
Sometimes
huh?
we are.
And the crazy thing about it.
Sometimes we are wrong.
And the crazy thing about it was actually I thought that it was a stronger connection between me and that person compared to me and my ex-husband. That just shows you just how wrong I was about that person. So,
right.
You know, and then like now
I was just saying that's the other thing is we get emotionally attached.
Yeah, it's, you know. No, it's very naive of me. So, you know, very naive of me. But anyway, so it's like, you know, do you pick up on when would I meet this person, this twin flame? Or do you think to get anything up with them?
I'm getting around June time.
Of this year or next year?
Of this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Like preparing you for the energy. preparing you for that heavy energy.
Okay. Okay.
See, I wasn't prepared when I met mine. And it kind of messed up my energy. And sometimes those kind of things happen. Because we're always traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why things are meant to happen at a certain time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like our seasons. And so if it don't happen at a certain time, then what happens is this is why we have all these natural disasters.
Mm.
And we have earthquakes, we have tornadoes, we have hurricanes, we have, that's why all these things happen, because things are not happening the way they're supposed to. And the reason why is because we're messing with Mother Earth. And so...
Yeah, and that's another reason why I haven't dated or anything like that, but since... Because it's like I just...
Right.
An angry person, I don't even want to even... Not saying give a person a chance, but I kind of, in a way, kind of not purposely push somebody away, but I'm like, their mind, me and that person has two different things or two different paths, and I'm like, I don't even want to, not to be mean or rude or anything, I just don't want to deal with you because it's like you're wasting my time in a way. And it's not I'm trying to be that way or trying to be mean or anything like that, but I've gone through a lot. I've been hurt a lot. And I wouldn't want to put, I don't want to waste nobody's time being in a relationship with somebody and knowing that it's not the right person. You know,
that's the hard part.
Yes, it's hard, but I've learned because of the things that I've been through, I would rather just avoid all that. I know that's a sad way to think of it, but I would rather avoid disaster before it hits. I'd just rather prevention than anything and messing up my, you know, because I didn't want to meet somebody, start to care, have feelings for that person, and that's not even my person I'm supposed to be with. I'm on a whole wrong path. So I'd just rather just, whoever this person is, you know, I'd rather wait for that person. And so,
well, let me just put it this way, and I don't mean to sound cocky, but if a psychic tells you that they're going to be 100% ready all the time to avoid collision,
mm-hmm.
run from them as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because be 100% accurate all the time, and you're not going to be 100%
mm-hmm.
ready all the time.
Yeah.
Just like Earth. Earth is not always ready for these collisions. And so this is all part of transformation, and we can't stop transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. But what I'm saying is I feel them very near. And I've always gone with my intuition on things, and it's never led me wrong. I've come close to death, and I've had near-death experiences where I've actually seen heaven. I've been to heaven, but is there really a heaven? I really don't know. But what I seen was very real to me.
Yeah.
And is there a plane? Yes, I do believe that because I've had experiences with that. A lot of people don't even believe in love just because they've been hurt so many times.
And my mom and my dad have been here for some years. And even though I've been hurt a lot, I see them and I still believe that, you know, so yeah, when people have been hurt a lot, it does start to really challenge their belief and in the way they think, especially when it comes to love. Or they question themselves, or they're doing something wrong because of their love life is not going the way that it should. And I have a 3-year-old, and I really consciously look at me as an example for her. And I don't want her to think
right.
that it's normal that a guy breaks your mom's heart and she goes out there and finds another person and they break her heart. So that's why I've not really dated, because she saw, even though she was young and probably won't remember, she saw the things that her dad's done to me. And then she's also, you know, seen you really, really care about somebody a whole lot and end up that person. And she was actually, she knew the person and met him, and then this person completely disappeared out of her life, and it's something that I do not want her used to. So that's why I'm not dating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want her to say, oh, this is normal. This is what love is, when somebody likes you one day and then next day doesn't want anything to do with you. That's not love.
Right.
So that's the reason why I've kind of stepped away from the dating scene. Not that I didn't want to, it's just the fact that, you know.
Well, that's an interesting experience.
Yeah, because I've been through a lot. I've been through a whole lot.
I do feel people go through different types, and I do like to listen to what's going on, you know, around the world with relationships, because it makes a lot of sense as the patterns, they change. And
mm-hmm.
every time someone comes into my life, their patterns change. In other words, I've had friends that are homeless, and now they're rich. I've had friends that are homeless, and now they have 2-3 jobs.
And the thing
and
about
I
that.
Have friends that have diseases, and now they're disease-free. No. And I don't know how my energy affects people that way, but it does.
Oh, you know, it'll end up being the receiving end of somebody finding the love of their life. I've been there every time, the one that end up getting the one getting hurt. So
well,
I understand. I definitely understand what you mean by changing somebody's path. Like, they end up marrying the person there. I mean, it's happened before with me. And then on the receiving end, like, wow, what happened? Like, you found the love of your life on my hurt. I've
mm-hmm.
been there. Yeah, a couple of times, actually. You know, I've never had an affair or cheated or did stuff like that. I've always been the one that hurt it, and I told myself, I'm not going through that again. You know, I know I'm a good person. I know I deserve the best. But
right.
even while I've kind of left it alone. You know.
Interesting.
Because, I mean, I don't want to get hurt again.
Right.
I feel that so much that people can take. Somebody wants to get into a point that they are so scarred they give up on it. And when
right.
you said that, it resonated a lot with me, because I was at a point that I didn't even want to date or even see myself getting in a relationship, because I didn't want to deal with the drama of being hurt.
Right. Well, that's part of the collision, you know, and that's part of the transformation. And I do believe we're all on different levels of transformation. And why is it that some people are more spiritual than others? Because we're on different levels. We're on different planes. And we've come here for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that reason be the search for our twin flames, we become more awakened than others, then we're very fortunate. We're
yeah.
very fortunate to know this knowledge. Where a lot of people are not open to that knowledge. They're not soul seekers. And they're not hungry for knowledge. They don't have the eye of the tiger. They
mm-hmm.
pick up, what they do is they pick up, and I'll just use this as a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
They pick up a present underneath the tree. And in that, underneath that tree, there's a very nice bow, and then there's a very ugly one. So they pick up the very nice one, and they look inside the box, and they say, oh, you know, this is not what I wanted. I'm very disappointed. And this is on the outer box. But when they pick up the ugly one in the inner box, and then they pick it up and they say, oh, even though it's ugly on the outside, it's pretty nice on the end.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the secret of a full secret of knowledge, and that is has to be what I call the opposite choices.
Mm-hmm.
And they hunt for that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And do everything. They'll do everything in their power to get it.
Yeah.
Is there people out there like that? Absolutely. And that's your twin flame.
Yeah. And that's the type of person I am. I've always been a person that's on the inside. It's not really necessarily so outside. I'm a person that, you know, I'm good on the outside.
Hello? 727? 727?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I think I lost another caller. And where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida, and what's your name?
Kate.
And how can we help you tonight?
What do you see or any message for the coming 3 months?